Disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time, my love is a sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side. She demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole sea, get some.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is not Freeman Dyson.
Yes, this is...
For the record, don't listen to what the automatic DJ is telling you. This is...
Buffalo banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Alan Ruffalo.
Yes, I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
Today we're going to be filling in for Mr. Ruffalo.
Again.
I just got an email from Mark Ruffalo, actually.
Yeah? What did
he
say?
It says, we will resist. So I guess, right now Mr. Ruffalo is working to fight against President Trump in accordance with Move On, which is an organization that kind of like promotes like petitioning and activism.
Sure, sure.
So I guess Mark is busy with that today.
Did Mark win an Oscar last night?
I don't know. It's honestly, the Oscars were last night. Mr. Ruffalo's really tired.
Remember last year we were doing this show and Mark sent us an email saying, LOL, Spotlight rules.
Yes. Yeah, oh, man.
That was crazy.
That good was a him. Good year for
He stole actually, the big honestly, Grammy statue. Oh, Oscar
yeah.
statue.
That was yeah, so funny. I forgot about that.
What a nut.
Good office parties. Yeah, so we're going to be filling in for Mr. Ruffalo today. And play some music.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk about some stuff. And
I'm going to play some of the new Thundercat album.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
We're friends on Spotify. Yeah. And under Friend Activity, I saw that you were listening to it.
Oh, I'm such a fan of the new Thundercat album. It's like so wacky.
Unfortunately, so my favorite song is probably Walk On By, the one with Kendrick.
Walk On By is really good.
But it's not labeled as explicit on Spotify.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's kind of explicit. I listened to it specifically thinking, can I play this on the radio?
Yeah.
And I remember saying no.
Hmm.
So I think I'm going to play Show You the Way. That one's not explicit,
way,
right?
Yeah, Show You the Way is a good one, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so this is Thundercat, Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins. And is Flying Lotus also on the...
He is.
Yeah, so...
What a great, powerful duo.
What a crew of people. Show You the Way, one of the singles off of the new Thundercat album, Drunk, out on Brain Feeder Records now.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave. Wait, I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't.
Yeah.
So that was a good stretch of three songs.
Three songs. A little rock block. Nice,
yeah, a little rock block of
three songs, but
Thundercat.
Six artists.
Yeah,
featured
wow.
on those songs. Four were on one song. Yeah. So
Thundercat, Flying Lotus, Kenny Loggins, and Michael McDonald.
You know, show you there's the a way. Professor at Tufts named Michael McDonald.
Really?
He teaches intro to music theory. Yeah, he's a music
That's
professor.
Really
no
funny
less.
That
you think
Michael
he's the same guy.
Oh, it's totally not.
Michael McLaughlin. My bad.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
Yeah, Michael McDonald. It's like the singer of the Doobie.
Oh well,
Brothers.
Is he really?
Yeah, the Doobie Brothers. That was Michael McDonald. Yeah, followed by Dark Red by Steve Lacy. It's a single off of like a new EP he just released on SoundCloud. Steve Lacy is the guitarist in The Internet.
Oh, cool. I don't know much about The Internet. Aren't they a hip-hop group?
They're like kind of like that like neo like soul like aren't like I don't know like kind of like R&B.
Sure.
Like Sid is the like the main vocalist.
Sure.
And it's mostly like kind of like singing half sing rap kind of okay. stuff. It's really cool. Yeah, it's okay. really really great stuff. Also like the instrumentation is like
Is it similar to like drum?
No.
Drum.
No, we can play some internet if you're not too
Yeah, maybe we'll get to it later in the show.
They have an amazing one of the best Tiny Desk concerts I think ever to come out.
Man, I love Tiny Desk concerts.
Yeah. Cool. Actually, I think that their Tiny Desk concerts is pretty explicit. The specific song I wanted to show you
is on it.
Is explicit.
Oh, bummer.
But I guess off the air, I would suggest people look into that video.
Yeah, I also have some off the air suggestions that I'm.
But yeah, Steve
mentioned.
Steve Lacy, insanely talented guitarist, has a bunch of stuff all over his SoundCloud page.
just every part of it. Not even the normal song part.
It's like even his like really old stuff is just like still super hot.
Right.
And then PHF is a British musician. That was
ooh. You're getting into the UK this
through the
semester.
Ranch Slider, yeah.
Interesting.
That song was called Through the Ranch Slider, off his album Void, which is a really cool like a lo-fi like
Ooh.
Fast punk. There's like some cool. He does some really cool stuff with time too, like
cool.
some really cool rhythmics, like rhythmic stuff. This guy does.
What, do you know what PHF stands for?
I'm pretty sure it stands for Perfect Hair Forever, which was it was like a show that was on Adult Swim.
Okay. Interesting.
One of those like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, like like in that same league of like
cool.
cartoons. But he's just this really prolific British punk rocker. Makes really cool music.
Do you think he dresses in plaid?
Maybe.
At least once.
I would be willing to bet that he at least owns a flannel shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to bet that about most humans.
I don't know about that.
Do you think that more than 50% of all people in America and the UK combined own a flannel shirt? Like, at least 50%?
Sometimes I think I'm in, like, a Tufts bubble.
Yeah, a flannel bubble. I did grow up in New England, so it might just be me. If you have any opinions
Everyone
on that...
Everyone owns flannels, man.
If you have a flannel, if you don't have a flannel, call us. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Yeah. Yeah, we're now primarily a fashion radio show, which is really hard for our medium because... We can't really see you.
Yeah.
You can't really see us. But you're just gonna have to trust. We're really well dressed.
Yeah. No,
we're so well dressed.
I'm wearing pants and a shirt. As is Noah. As a matter of fact,
I'm like relatively color coordinated too.
Whoa. What do you got? Oh, cords and a shirt.
Damn.
That's got a lot of different colors, but like some reds and greens and tans.
Yeah.
And whites.
My
shirt's mostly blues.
Yes, you know, if that shirt's doing anything for you, just call in, give me a compliment.
But here's something that will do something for you.
Yeah.
Afterglow by Porches.
I take the takes me to a strange town. And I'll pass the fuel.
Thank you.
And now it's time for a PSA.
So today we're going to be learning about alternative scouting. So the Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that's looking to expand into the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this coeducational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. That's 636-542-8855. This has been a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thanks, Noah.
Yeah.
Another PSA. The Tufts Men's Club Volleyball Team is having a fundraiser at Chipotle on March 28th.
That's crazy.
For all you burrito lovers out there, 50% of funding. You spend money. You buy like an $8.50, maybe $10 burrito if you get guac, which you will.
Yeah, probably.
Are you a guac guy?
Honestly, at Chipotle. I haven't been to Chipotle in so long. Sorry, I just noticed something crazy.
What's up? Noah has gotten up out of his chair, run across the room, and grabbed a record. Right on the top of our record shelf, or one of our record shelves, was a Cheryl Lynn record. And the song you're listening to right now is called Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn.
That's funny. Sorry, I had to make sure that was real.
Is this song on that record?
It's got to be real.
That's crazy.
I was like, there's no way that's not real.
Right? It's got to be real. Anyway, the Tufts Club Volleyball Team is, nice group of guys.
Yeah.
They're trying to raise some money to go to Nationals. Because, why not?
Who wouldn't want
to? Yeah, it's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow.
Who wouldn't want to, you know?
For
Volleyball Nationals, they always choose a place, like, somewhere in the middle of the country, in like Kansas City, Missouri, or like Louisville, Kentucky, or something. Just
the volleyball capital of
America. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Somewhere, one of those cities that has a big conference center that you can convert into like a big volleyball building.
One really big volleyball court.
Yeah, and all That's the teams kind of play like 128 on 128.
It's three balls. It's crazy. Nationals is awesome. I suggest everyone tune in.
Yeah. I won't be there, but yeah, we'll be here.
We're big fans of volleyball on the show.
Yeah.
It's one of the oldest Olympic sports. Not a lot of people know that. Another fact about volleyball is that there is someone called a libero.
Mm. Or a libero, depending on who you ask.
Oh. Well, I thought if they're a libero, depends on when they're born.
Every other year, it alternates.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew that short people... Like, being short is a huge benefit to playing this position in volleyball.
It's like, oh, I'm so short, I can't play any sports. Like, go play volleyball.
Yo, you'd be dope at this, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be really good.
That's kind of what happened to me, but the opposite.
A third PSA while this song is still going on. To all the short people out there, don't get down because you can't play basketball. Go out and be a libero.
Tufts Men's Club Volleyball practices 7 to 8 a.m. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That's the downside right there.
But all the glory... All of the possible glory of being a libero.
Go to Nationals, buy Chipotle.
Yeah.
What else could you want?
Yeah. Wow, that's been shock. This has been a series of PSAs.
We've covered our PSAs for the 2 hours.
That's true.
But not actually, because I think it's legally mandated for us to read another PSA between 9 and 10. So maybe we'll come back and do an even longer string of PSAs. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
You're listening to Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Yep. And I'm going to play a song by Christian Scott.
Ooh, Sunrise in Beijing.
Yeah.
Love this song.
That was Sunrise in Beijing by Christian Scott, featuring Elena Pinderhughes, who was playing flute.
Flute, yeah.
Which is, she's just so good at flute. And so I YouTube searched her name during that song in hopes of finding a video of her playing flute while beatboxing, because I thought that's cool, and I was like, maybe she does that. Remember the time that we tried to find a rap flute song on this radio show? We spent like half an hour on YouTube trying to find a song featuring flute and rap.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
Well, now there's there's Minnesota.
Maybe we'll play that later.
Or like Broccoli has a flute sample.
Broccoli. We can't play Broccoli on flute.
Yeah, it has like a recorder sample.
Yeah, that was back when our show was after 10 p.m., a.k.a. Yeah. After Hours.
Yeah, but you know, the times they are changing.
our times.
Our times
are changing every semester. Yeah.
So
when I searched her name on YouTube, it turns out she's a singer as well as an esteemed flautist. Also, you can see her on what Tiny Desk concert?
The Christian Scott.
No. She's on another one though too.
Oh.
That Ben Teller posted on Facebook. So shout out to Ben Teller. Check him out on Facebook for.
Yeah. Everyone, yeah, if you're listening, friend Ben Teller on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell him.
Although, DJ maybe Tyler don't, yeah. Because he likes chubbies on Facebook, and that will give you some newsfeed ads for chubbies, which is not what you want. You don't want to make any friends that like chubbies on Facebook, because their ads are offensive, because they show too much thigh.
They do.
When I looked up her on YouTube, I found out that she's also a singer. The first results for Elena Pinderhughes is a performance that she did at a jazz voice concert for Young Arts Week in 2013. 28,080 views. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
What you got, Elena?
No gown made has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. To their feet but oh so neat has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get a fellas, she ain't met. Georgia claim how Georgia named sweet Georgia Brown.
She's now playing flute after she sang.
Claim her Georgia name's a sweet Georgia Brown. Georgia claim her
Wow.
That was just like a
Elena Pinderhughes
no look YouTube shot in the dark.
A win.
Was so good.
She's 20 years old. I'm 20 years old.
I'm also.
You're 20 years old. When this video came out, she was 16.
What?
And playing that flute solo.
And singing.
Oh.
Wow, what a talented
individual. She's great. Okay. Keep an eye out for her in the world.
Yeah, Elena
Christian Scott kind of brought her onto the scene with Stretch Music recently.
Yeah. She's done work with Common.
Yeah.
Kid.
She's all over. She's going places.
Yeah. If you're 20 years old and you're like making music with Common, you're like you're doing the right stuff.
Yeah. If you've been in two Tiny Desk concerts.
Yeah, exactly.
And since she's 20, she's not old enough to enter the Tiny Desk concert that's currently happening to find undiscovered music. You have to be 21. Yeah.
Huh.
So she's been on. Goes to show you, Bob Boylan, lower your age.
Yeah.
Cut off.
Boylan.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Bob Boylan.
You're missing out.
Bob Boylan.
Classic.
So I think we got jazz on the brain.
And, yeah.
It was making me think about on Saturday, at Tufts University in Distler Music Hall, there was a show that was put on by a Grand Off Concert Series. It was the main event of the semester. If you missed it, I feel very sorry for you. It was Terrence Blanchard featuring the E Collective. So it was Terrence Blanchard and four other musicians. So Terrence Blanchard, for those who aren't familiar with him, did the scores for most of the Spike Lee films. Is also just like kind of like when people talk about it, like, okay, Miles Davis like came around and like changed jazz. And it's like Terrence Blanchard is like who's currently like changing jazz. Like he's the guy. He's an insanely talented composer, an amazing trumpet player,
and
keyboardist. He played keys and trumpet. And
cool.
It was insane. It was one of the most amazing displays of musical talent that I've seen.
All right, I wasn't there, so you don't need to rub it in my face.
Yeah, if you missed it,
know who was there? Anthony Monaco.
Anthony Monaco
He said on Facebook, "What a privilege to experience Terrence Blanchard and the E Collective this evening at Distler Performance Hall, Tufts Music."
Yeah.
And he tagged Tufts Music.
I think something that was so great about that performance, though, is not only did it sound so good, just like, A, because they're like, some of the best musicians out there right now, and also because like Distler Hall is just like such a perfectly like intentionally created space to like facilitate like sound, like everything, like whenever you like play something in that hall, it always just like sounds the best it will ever sound. But it also just like it looked like they were having so much fun up there. Like the drummer whose name is escaping me, just had this like crazy like smile on his face the entire time.
And that's
cute. He had like his tongue out and he was like. You could like tell he was like he knew something crazy was about to happen in the song, and he would like look at all the other members and be like, "Oh, I know what I'm about to do." And
Is it Oscar Seton Jr.? Is that him? He's played with Terrence Blanchard before. Oh, you know who has a Tiny Desk concert? Terrence Blanchard
and the E Collective. What a performance! I definitely suggest if you're into jazz, looking into Terrence Blanchard if you haven't already.
Do you want to know something weird? You've heard that Tufts Music's another lecture that they're doing, not a performance, but they're bringing someone in this semester, is Seinfeld Music Guy.
Yeah.
So what is up with this dude? Have you seen him? He's not that famous, but he's like, he did the score for Seinfeld Music. His name's Jonathan Wolf.
Yeah.
And he like really, really pushes Seinfeld Music. Like his.
Have you seen how he records it?
Yeah, on a keyboard, right?
It's like the vocal samples to like go.